him. Hello, listener. This is Pharos Log Number 7. In an effort to create a better understanding of Master Nuke's work, I'm creating a more detailed record of my observations. The careful application of scientific method should be very revealing. Magic must be a very advanced application of science, after all. Yep.
Pharos, what are you doing?
I'm just trying to take an interest in what you're doing, Master. Maybe if I understand magic more, I can help?
I see. Well, this is a very delicate spell. I'm intending to pull dwarven knowledge directly from the Akashic records in the ether.
Akatha Baba Baba?
If it goes wrong, the building foundation could crack and the whole thing could fall down on us. Keep your distance and don't interrupt me.
Right! Don't you worry about me, Master. You won't even know I'm here. Yep, just a fly on the wall. A fly with a recording device. I've always been a quiet type. Why, my mother used to say, Pharos, you're so quiet. I sure do love that you're always such a peaceful sort.
Pharos.
You never get into any trouble or are called into the principal's office for yelling in class or calling your teacher stupid. Why, you deserve a reward.
Pharos.
And then she would hold my hand and take me to get ice cream and it would be just so sweet.
Pharos.
Yes, Master?
Shut up.
Yes, Master.
Go stand over there.
Yes, Master.
Record quietly.
Yes, Master.
Zewix.
Whoever is listening to this, this is a momentous event. The first scientific observations of a real spell. Nuke is attempting to... Well, he said some words earlier today I didn't understand. But I'll come back to that later. There's a circle of symbols on the ground painted with something purple and shiny. I like shiny. As Nuke chants, the runes are glowing brighter and brighter. Must review the chanting later with translation software. There's some kind of atmospheric disturbance. Purple and black electricity is arcing out from the circle. Strange objects are appearing and disappearing. Wait, was that an autographed love pillow of Bela Lugosi? Holy crap! Something is appearing in the circle now. A shimmering sphere of... This doesn't make any sense, but it's black light. And it's not like that purpley black light that shows you where all the cum stains are. This is like actual black light. It's glowing on the edge, but everything around it has shadows cast on it.
Ready way.
My eyes. Bright light. Can't see. Have to move closer. Master, are you okay?
Foolish mortals, you have released me from the depths of hell, and now I shall enact such terrible vengeance on this world for its hubris.
Oh God, listener, I can't see too well, but it's a giant creature. Four arms, no visible eyes or ears, a great yawning mouth of teeth. Its fur is black, and the horns and claws are a bright purple. It stands before us 10 feet tall, on 2 digigrade legs, and, oh God, its penis is as long as my arm and twice as thick. Low-hanging testicles nearly drag on the ground with every movement. What terrible thing has my master summoned, and what will it do to us now that it's here? Whoever finds this log, know that my immortal life was ended during the noble pursuit of science. Tell my family I'm sorry for every horrible thing I did to them. Surely this calamity of epic proportions will destroy this world. Oh, what foolish creatures we are to meddle in the world of...
Voltoff?
Nuke. Nuke, is that you?
Yes. I'm afraid it is.
Nuke, how long has it been?
Too long. Perhaps 1,000 years?
Oh. Surely it's been longer than that. Oh, but I forget how young you are.
Yes. Sorry for disturbing you, Gul'toth. I was trying to pull some knowledge from the ether.
Well, your pronunciation always was terrible. Well, you can't even say my name correctly. It's... Gul'toth.
Yes. Well, you know American English is my first language. I never could get the hang of Helfiendish.
I recall. Remember when you gave that speech in front of everyone, and you thought you were saying, "Worship me," but actually you were saying, "Put your balls in my face!"
Master?
What are you doing in that shape, Nuke? I know it's a favorite of yours, but it's rather awkward for me to hunch to speak with you.
Yes. Well, I'm afraid I've been placed under a binding enchantment.
Ah. Is that why you don't have a penis?
Well, yes, and I can't kill anyone. Except Pharaoh's here. He always comes back, so it circumvents the binding.
Oh. Well, that's a pity.
Yes, well, you get used to it. Still, I'm working on it.
Oh, no. It's just a pity because, well, he'll come back from this.
Come back from what?
Quiet, toy.
Not likely.
Listeners, the creature's penis is growing engorged. Oh, God, it's huge! The creature is coming towards me. It's turning around. God, it's so huge. I'm trying to move away, but I'm transfixed. I can't turn my head or move my feet. Oh, God, all you can see is this massive furry ass. It's pulling apart its butt cheeks now. Its black hole must be the size of my head. It's pulsing and gaping open. I can see inside. It's coming closer now. Oh, God, he's gonna shove me out.
All the way in my asshole now. Ooh, he is a wiggler, isn't he?
They don't call ferrets noodles for nothing.
Oh, is that what he is? Well, it's rather nice. Now, your hole is free, Nuke. Would you mind if I put it to use? I shan't be long.
Oh, of course. It'll be nice to get something decent sized back there for once. Your cock's a nice fit. It's, distending my gut, even.
Good thing you're still durable and flexible. Now, just relax while I do the work.
I so needed this.
Thank you. Oh, that was great. So good to see you again, Nuke. Oh, yeah. Hang on a sec. Much better. Thanks again.
My pleasure. Now, let me just stand and get your dick out of my butt. Now, tea?
Oh, please.
I have my usual collection. Oolong, puer, matcha?
Oh, you know I adore your matcha.